This is Tell Tales, Dakota folk life and stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. In this episode, we speak with the singer, songwriter, and poet Chuck Suki about a little-known project he recorded in 1990 titled We the People. The project was funded by the North Dakota Constitutional Celebration Committee and was released as an educational project on a limited run of cassettes. Recently, Chuck and I sat down in the studio together to talk about working on the project and to remember the songs.
The Hand of Josephine.
I had heard this story from a couple of different sources, most prominently the late cowboy poet Rodney Nelson told me, and I think that's the first time I'd heard about it, because it was, you know, it's a compelling story, and so it had traction. And it's, you know, today, May 7th, is the 136th anniversary of George's death. And yet, the circumstances of the story are prevalent in our society today.
You need to tell the story a little bit.
The idea of Josephine marrying George and not knowing that he was a troubled person. And there again, too, I mean, now there are avenues of where George perhaps could have sought help, and, you know, alcohol might not have had the dire effects on his life that it did. I don't know. And yet we see story after story today of almost every family has experienced some instance of that. So Josephine marries George. They have children, and he becomes increasingly abusive. And he was noted, as I read in the archives, he was noted for wearing a watch around his neck on a leather thong. And in a, I'm assuming, drunken state, he attacked Josephine, and she was actually carrying a child. And this was witnessed by some field workers. And he either fell from his horse or she got a hold of that leather thong and just twisted until there was no life for George anymore. Those facts I heard from several different sources. So I had patchwork lines of the story mapped out on my yellow legal pad. But I still needed, it wasn't flowing poetically. It was just this sort of brutal narrative. It didn't speak from the heart or to my heart. And I was getting ready to do a concert for the Mott Arts Council in Southwest North Dakota. And their concerts were held at a sort of a nightclub outside of Mott called The Curve, which was called The Curve because it was on the curve. The highway makes a curve to go around a creek. And so this nightclub was called The Curve. And it was a noted a place where families could go have supper or have a wedding dance or whatever, or just a Saturday night at the bar. So the Mott Arts Council used it to have their concert series. And I was warming up out behind The Curve in Mott on this summer evening and tuning my guitar and just kind of getting loosened up. And I was noodling around with this song. And all of a sudden, I remember I was facing east, and this huge full moon started rising up. And then it was like this illumination, no pun intended, both of the moonlight and this is what I've been waiting for. Because this moon knows this story. This is the same moon. And so then, and I thought, man, that moon has looked down on so many stories. So that's where the opening line came from. The moon shines tonight, remindful of the light. that fell on young men in their dreams.
The moon shines tonight, remindful of the light that fell on the young men in their dreams. Of taking a chance and winning that romance to gain the loving hand of Josephine.
And then to extrapolate the idea of the hand of Josephine, of her hand being sought in romance, her hand being an instrument of love in raising children, and then tragically being an instrument of protecting those children by taking the life of their father, their abusive father.
So we end up with a situation where the taking of a life took place, was witnessed by field workers, and the perpetrator of the crime was Josephine.
Apparently there was a trial, because in the archives that I studied, as this, you know, poetry is everywhere, and it behooves us to be listening. And it can be poetry of the heart or of our subconscious, or it can be poetry in the archives of a historical story. In this case, I remember the hair going up on the back of my neck as I read these words in the archives. The jury declared that George had indeed died as a result of an act of God, aided and abetted by the hand of God's agent, Josephine. And I just got prickly flesh right there.
She was, by all accounts, a stand-up individual, a good mother, lived a good life, and the jury, in their wisdom, and the judge in his wisdom, looked at this and said, in spite of the facts of the case, this cannot stand.
Which brings me to the point of a lot of these historical ballads is, hopefully I was accurate, but in the event that I wasn't, well, we did the best I could, and that's kind of what history becomes.
Hearing of the deed, a jury then decreed, justice has washed these waters clean. He's been laid neath the sod by a natural act of God, aided by the hand of Josephine. The moon shines tonight, remindful of the light that shone on the hand of Josephine.
Thanks to a generous grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, this project is being re-released on all major streaming platforms. Search for Chuck Suki, We the People. Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.